I take a nice long nap.
Not during the podcast, right?
I've been asleep this whole time.
Welcome to episode 26 of This Bitch of an Earth, everybody.
It's us. We're back.
Boston's only gay podcast.
Woo!
The only one.
The only one.
The only gay one.
There are no other homosexuals in Boston, Massachusetts.
Like, except for us. Well, they left, actually. They left after graduating.
And, when Machine closed down.
Machine closed down?
I think it was going to close down. I don't know if it ever did.
The gays saved it.
The gays probably saved it.
We do need a trashy club that we can get into at 18 and not 21.
True.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know what happens next.
I am thirsty. What are we drinking?
Oh, I am drinking a toasted coconut polar seltzer. 100% natural, calorie-free. Ingredients? Water.
And bubbles. And natural flavors.
Natural flavors.
I'm drinking a nice little polar crayon lime. Mine's in a can. Julia's is in a bottle.
Bottle. Because I've been trying to drink it since 7 a.m. But I haven't been drinking water lately.
Yep, I haven't either. It's like I used to go through two like big Nalgenes a day. I've been working on this since the morning.
I used to be done with one of these 2 liters or 1 liters at like noon maybe. And now I like cannot get through one. And I really would love to know why, because now I get lightheaded.
Yeah, like my stomach hurts.
Yeah. I have a pimple. I don't get pimples.
You're lucky.
Where is it?
I had a pimple like on my lip. I had like 2 pimples on my chin.
Right here.
One on my jaw. Oh, that's the worst.
I don't get pimples there. But I think it's because I just haven't had water in too long.
Yeah. So how many times would you clink this drink?
I would clink this drink 5 out of 5 times.
I'd clink this maybe 3 out of 5. I like the raspberry lime a little bit better because it tastes more like a raspberry lime Ricky, which was my true, like, I need to replace this with something because I drink them too much during the summer.
I feel that.
And I'm rolling around.
I just will drink anything coconut if you put it in front of me. I just fucking love coconut because it puts me on island time even when I'm not on island time. I'm down in the dumps feeling the Mondays. I just feel like serene.
Do you want to take a quick trip to the dump?
Let's take a quick trip to the dump.
Drag our garbage bins down there.
Let's go. And then we'll get them. I had a joke and I forgot it. And then
we're going to collect our bottles from the garbage.
We're just going
to take them to the recycling center. Then we're going to get the
you want to go down to the dump?
We lost it a little bit. Yeah, let's go down to the dump. Let's take out the garbage.
Ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. Who's first?
You're first.
I'm first. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Oh, no.
So I went to a concert the other day.
Yep.
And that part is part of my friggin' hoorays. But, so I went to this concert because my friend really wanted to go and he bought a bunch of tickets and it was, like, going to be super fun. And it was. And he, like, got to meet his favorite band. But, like, I went there with one goal and one goal only, and that was to, like, find a girlfriend. And I was like, I'm gonna fucking do it. This is gonna be great. I was there. My friend and his girlfriend were there, and some of my other guy friends were there, and some other people I'll get to in a second were there. And we're in the middle. We just finished the opening act, and I was okay, and I was feeling good. And I was on drink number 2 on a Tuesday night. And then this girl walks up to me with a pixie cut, Doc Martens, cuffed jeans, 4 piercings on one ear and none in the other. And I was like, homosexual. And I was like, this is great. And then she like looked at me and of course I just started flirting because I can't stop myself ever because I have zero self-control. And one of my friends was like, I've never seen you have such game. And I was like, I have so much game. I just need to find the right time. I was like, I can do such a good job. And we talked for, like, 20 minutes, and her favorite band came up, and then I, like, loved and supported it, and I was like, yeah! And then she, like, was 21, but still, like, squatted on the ground, and she was like, hey, keep a lookout for me, and I was like, okay, cool. And then she, like, just chugged 2 nips real fast, and I was like, you know what? It's expensive here. I got you. And then at the end of that, like, first section, I was like, hey, could I get your number or, like, your Instagram or something? And she was like, yeah, here's my Instagram. And I was like, cool, I'm going to go through and like all your photos now. And she was like, haha, oh, there I am with my boyfriend. And I just got real, real quiet. And I was like, dag, okay. And I was like, that's fine, that's fine. I guess I'm fine. I'm okay, I'm fine. And I still got her phone number. And I scrolled down a little bit, and I just kept scrolling, and then it was like by Pride, and I was like, I wasn't that far off. We're good. And it was just a little heartbreaking. I didn't know her that well, but I knew that we had similar tastes in music, and that was a start.
Yeah,
that was one thing we had in common. If I've learned anything from Breakfast at Tiffany's by the Deep Blue Something, it's that you only need one thing in common. And I was just kind of sad because my friends had seen me spin up all this game for nothing.
Hey, maybe and in the future.
I'm not true. And I'm not like mad at her because like I don't own her.
Right. You're just but, a
like
little
I was just like, oh, okay. I guess I'll just make another friend.
Yeah.
And like she sent me some memes on Instagram and I was like, these are funny. And like I sent some back. So now we're just like chums. But like I was just a little depresso. Yeah.
That sucks.
That's my baby garbage bin. I've been to too many concerts in the past week to not have a girlfriend, basically, is my girlfriend.
Maybe you'll find one when we go to Medeon.
Honestly?
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 She'd be the coolest.
True. Dude, I wore the gayest outfit. I wore a denim jacket. I wore a light denim jacket, dark jeans, cuffed, avocado on my socks.
Oh my god.
My Timberland boots.
For the Tims.
I wore my Tims. Oh no, I didn't wear a denim jacket for that. I wore blue bomber jacket over a green sweater with bright red lipstick,
Julia.
And just eyeliner.
I'm swooning.
It was so good. Oh, but that didn't go as planned. And so the second half of that garbage bin is basically I rolled up and two of my friend's ex-boyfriends were there.
Did you curb stomp them or were they okay?
One of them we're not mad at. One of them we're just like, oh, whatever. Like, they broke up. We all got over it. And so I was, like, fine with him. I was like, cool, whatever. We used to be buds. But the other one was, like, a horrible human being. And I hate him with my whole heart. And I really thought I was going to make it through the entire... Yeah, I don't hate a lot of people, but I hate a lot of people. No. A different person that I also hate with my whole heart. And I just really wasn't expecting to see him there. And then I made sure I was avoiding anyone with a stupid flat, whatever, with a stupid hat. And I was just making sure that I wouldn't come in contact with him because I knew I would just throw a fucking punch if I did. And then it wasn't until the very end of the concert when someone that I was with like walked up to him and was like, oh my god, buddy, and gave him a big hug, and I grabbed one of my good friends, and one of my good friends is like, I'm going to coat check, and I was like, I'm coming with you, and I, like, scooped him away, and I was like, I need to get out of here right now, or I'm going, I was too many drinks in. It was a Tuesday night, it was 11:30 p.m., which is wild for me, and I just couldn't do it anymore, and I was just so mad, yeah, fuck that situation that I got myself into. And fuck me only being able to flirt with people in relationships. Because it's really inconvenient. It's just inconvenient, if anything. But thank you for letting me prove to my friends that I do have game. And thank you for showing me self-control that I didn't know I had. Yeah, because I really, like, really thought that I was going to punch someone in the face that day. But I didn't. I stayed a pacifist. I kept it going. We're anti-war. So yeah.
I'm anti-war. I'm not anti-beating up someone who desperately needs it.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's a kind of retribution.
True.
I just need to learn how to fight.
Like, I just would have been karma. My name would be karma.
I don't judge. I only set up the meeting.
I only set up the meeting. Oh my god, my whole throat just cracked as I was trying to laugh so hard. I just set up the meat. Oh, okay. Deanna, let me hear your first garbage bin. Toss that out.
My first garbage bin. I feel like it's one I've done before, but it's budgeting.
Woo!
Like, for real, though. I'm finding out that I pick up a lot of slack when other people can't pay for things. These are people I love dearly, and I have a hard time saying no to. So I have to be a lot more careful with my money than I would probably like to.
Yeah.
But it just feels like wrong to be like, I have all this money and I shouldn't spend it on things I do need but could live without.
Yeah.
No,
I got like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm using this app called You Need a Budget, where you give yourself like a limit or a goal to fund that month. And then you start funding it. And once you hit that goal, like, you can stop. You can draw from that like envelope, essentially, like, that you've created. And once you deplete it and aren't going to fund it anymore that month, stop. So I heard it on like NPR's Life Kit. Ooh. They talked with the creator of it, and he said it's about creating scarcity, which is like,
oh
yeah, like you're giving yourself an allowance. And yeah. I am already feeling pinched by like two jobs and like paying taxes for two jobs and like also having to still help people out with expenses.
Yeah.
However, I can save up for like a new camera. I can save up for I'm like planning to buy Eugene a whole bunch of like new shelves and like a whole bunch of treats, and like I'm gonna redo his entire cage little by little.
Yeah,
because he doesn't like a lot of change at once. And as much as I want to change up his entire cage at once, I know he will hate it and he will get stressed and he will start peeing everywhere. But like I can like set aside money, and like I want to do this. I want to start doing this thing because I did it last December called Coffee Dates. Like the website where you can support artists. I picked one every single day and I like donated to them. So I want to do that like all through.
That'd be so cute.
It was really fun. I really loved it. And I'm upset that I can't do it this year. So I'm starting to put away money for it so I can comfortably do it in the future. And like, it's a level of future thinking that I just haven't done. So that's making me really uncomfortable. And also, like, anything money related in my family was like an uncomfortable subject to talk about. My parents were very much like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, we'll make it work. Especially because, like, we were like, me and my two sisters going to private school. Like, we all went to pretty expensive colleges. And my parents ended up taking a lot of loans out for all of that.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole situation with, like, my parents splitting up and like them figuring out their finances and bringing me into it. And I was like, it cannot be this bad, right? It was that bad.
No.
So a lot of things that I have learned, like from not my own mistakes, but also like my own mistakes when I had a really well paying job, I just like put money away and then I used it moving. So I was like, fuck. I really need to get a handle on this. So it sucks that I have to be an adult to myself. It feels like I'm betraying something like about my core personality. But then I like, me and like my coworkers went out Saturday night, and I was like, oh yeah, I can buy like a $20 dish and a drink because I've put away money for it. Like, and be able to afford the tip also. Because I have put away money for that. I can do this without, like, looking at my checking account. I just have to, like, know how much I have spent in my, like, eating out budget already. So, I guess budgeting for making me feel like a bossy adult to the kid in me. But thanks for that security that I could say yes to, like, pretty much whatever I wanted.
That's, like, this is kind of... related to that, but it was just something that me and my friend were talking about the other day, where it was like the socialist in me wants to like give everyone my money
and
like spread it all evenly because I have this amount set aside. I don't spend that much during the week, because especially like I'm going to buy Christmas presents now and everyone's like, do not buy me a gift because I cannot buy you one. But I don't know how to be like, then don't. I just want to buy you something. Please do not spend money on me because I just want to buy something for you. But then it's like the part of me that is trying to save up to like eventually become a real adult and like buy a house somewhere and like pay my own car insurance like in total and like do this and do this and go here and go there. It's like, maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe you should put aside a little more money. Maybe you should bestow that. And I'm like, but I don't want to be a Grinch. I don't want to be Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
What if I died tomorrow and all my money was just like gone?
Right.
But you also can't think like that.
Because realistically, the statistics are you're not going to die tomorrow.
Yeah. And like capitalism is just going to be here for another hot second.
Another hot lifetime. Hot dumpster fire of a lifetime.
Baby garbage.
Baby garbage bin. Capitalism. We'll discuss it later. But yeah, I just like am frustrated with myself because I'm like having to reshuffle things quite a bit because I had to take care of Eugene because like no one else was buying stuff for him. And then I had to like put gas in my car because I did a lot of driving this week. So
yeah, just sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal from my next garbage bin is like, I don't know how big a garbage bin it is. Really?
But it's valid.
But it's like, okay, so I think my last three garbage bins were like, I'm depressed. And like, I just, at this point, I kind of snapped out of it. Because the first, once it gets cold, I have like reverse seasonal depression. I don't know why. And it's not like a thing, but it's like a thing. Where it's like, I feel a lot of pressure to have a lot of fun in the summer. And during the winter, I know like, if I go out once a week, I'm good. If I go out once a month, everyone's like, yay, we went outside. So like the first cold hit, I saw it snow and all of a sudden I was like, and I'm good. And then I looked at the floor in my room and there was right next to my bed, there was just a line of garbage. And then in front of my bed, there was just all the laundry that I hadn't done in a legitimate month. And I just hate doing laundry. And I picked up all the garbage in like 2 minutes. Like, it wasn't that much. It was just a lot of seltzer cans. But I just hate doing laundry.
Yeah.
Fuck laundry. Like, that's one of those things where I hope I'm, like rich enough. Or, like, we live in a society where I can just have someone, like...
Do it.
Do all my laundry for me. And I will, like, bake bread for them. Like, if there was a bartering system, the first thing I would get rid of is me having to do my own laundry. Like, I just, you have to pour the soap in, and then everything's all wet, and then you get all wet, and then you pick it up and put it in the dryer, and then you have to fold all the clothes in the dryer first. We have to stack them, and it's just annoying.
No, do you have the top over bottom?
Yeah, we have the dryer on top and the washer on bottom. It's just like, everything always smells like mildew, no matter what I do. I'll throw in the half cup of vinegar, and nothing works. I just don't want to touch other people's laundry. I don't want to touch anyone's things. I don't want to touch my own things. I just hate doing laundry. It's so inconvenient.
The second we started washing clothes, we fucked up.
Honestly.
Like with a machine.
Where what?
I feel like the washboard era of laundry, like that was a time to chill.
Pressing between rocks, that was like...
Oof.
And I tried making it fun and like putting on a movie while I did it or listening to a podcast while I did it. And every time I was just like, fucking hate folding laundry.
And then you end up hating the thing you're listening to while you're doing something you hate. Yeah.
I was like, I could be actually watching the Try Guys take photos of babies wearing leather jackets, but I'm not. Instead, I'm folding a pair of socks that aren't mine and don't fit my feet. And I just really hate doing laundry, and that's my garbage bin. Fuck laundry. Y'all thought it was going to be deeper than that because it usually is. But I just really hate doing laundry. So, fuck laundry. Because you're just inconvenient and I just don't like you. And there's so many other chores I would prefer to do. Oh my god, I would take out the garbage every minute of every day if I never had to do laundry again. I would drive the garbage truck. But thank you for... I don't know. Clean you make clothes. My clothes not smelly. Yeah. You make for at least an hour a day, my clothes are not smelly. Huh. Okay.
My last garbage bin. It's a little gross. So I will put a timestamp in the description. But fuck throwing up, man. Fuck throwing up.
Yup.
Yarkin. York, tossing your lunch. Barfing. I hate it. I hate all of it. I feel so weak when I do it. And I think that is something I need to discuss with my therapist, that I feel weak when I get sick and I can't be a weak person. I just can't do it.
It's meal prep.
This past week, I have had food poisoning twice and thrown up 3 times. Once was right after we had like just gotten a new chef in the dorms. We had this big Thanksgiving dinner and I was like, I don't feel great. And I threw up.
Oh my God.
The next got food poisoning again from, I was at home. I was having a good time with some friends, but I drank way too much and I'm still able to take care of myself. I thought I was being a burden, but I was not, because I was, one, quiet. Two, able to like figure out what to do with myself.
We love anxious drunks.
Me. And three, I did help someone make ramen. And like, I know where I fucked up. I should have been drinking so much water. But I did not. And I threw up twice. Tossed my dinner. And then it dry heaved.
Lost the cookies.
So, I hate throwing up. Fuck throwing up. I have thrown up in well-lit bathrooms. I have thrown up in dark bathrooms. I don't come from a throwing up family. Do you know when you get sick? I am stealing this bit from Chelsea Peretti. You know when you get sick and your family, whoever is like, you wake up in the middle of the night, is like, either go throw up or go to the bathroom. We were a go-to-the-bathroom family. So throwing up is not my MO. But this past week, I have thrown up more times than I have in the last, like, 2 years.
Oh my God.
I have not thrown up since I had norovirus. So fuck throwing up.
Oh my God.
Fuck throwing up.
Since I had norov.
The literal ass-to-mouth disease. Oral fecal route. Fuck throwing up. It's the thing.
I
they
know.
Talk about it on Sabo. I listen to it on Sabo. Fuck throwing up.
Oh my God.
But thank you for at least making my tummy feel better in the moment.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, instant gratification. It hurts while you're doing it and like feels like I was like going to the bathroom and I was like falling asleep on the toilet and then I was like, I gotta throw up. And so I like stripped. And I was like, so I hate it so much. I didn't want to get any of my clothes dirty.
So I stripped. Oh my God.
Throwing up is the worst.
Well, ready to take those bottles you chugged and go recycle them?
Yeah, can I at least get a dollar?
Can I please get a waffle?
Can I please get $1 for all this bad beer that I had?
Cut you a dollar. You better be quicker than that.
That's my favorite. I know it's fucked up to have a favorite commercial.
No, but it's
really funny.
Had a baby, eats a boy.
Eats a boy. Welcome to the Recycling Center. We have some announcements. We have a legitimate announcement.
Yay!
We're going to start making merch.
Yes, we are!
It's because I want to have it.
Yeah, me too. Me, yeah.
I'm planning on making enamel pins at some point. Woven patches. Stickers. Mugs. We're talking sweatpants that say, that's how it be on this bitch of an earth on the ass. We're talking sweaters. I want a phone case. I feel like that could be fun. And then I think the one I'm going to have to, like, we're going to have to do the most art, quote unquote, and designing for. Redbubble.
Yeah. Sorry.
Or like a Teespring something.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Earth with like two little pixel text boxes that say clink, clink. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so cute. I'm so excited.
I'm like designing the layouts and Julia has lovingly provided pixel art for them. I would actually love to do, like little mini enamel pins of like the Earth garbage bin, or like the garbage bin, the recycling, and the friggin' hooray popper.
That'd be so cute.
I feel like that'd be great. Anyway, we're gonna have merch. It's coming. It's still in the early phases.
Yeah.
I'm just very excited for it. And I have some time this week to like sit down and design it.
Yeah.
Because I was planning it out, like the stuff last week, and I was like, oh, I have no time actually. So
I know I can try and make some time, but I really just can't.
No.
Oh
yeah, I understand.
I really am just working all week.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
Can we give a shout out to Redbard?
Yes, we can absolutely give a shout out to Redbard.
Yes, Redbard is cool.
100,000 subs.
Yes, everyone, if you're listening, go check out Redbard is cool because they make so much good content.
Yeah.
Good Kennedy's anime incredible. Content.
It's like nice video anime. Essays on like niche anime stuff. It's really, really amazing.
There's like my favorite one is it's about four kids TV dubs. Because when I was little, I didn't realize a lot of those were like censored or anything. Because I was six.
Yeah,
I was just like, Yu-Gi-Oh is a good show, and there are not supposed to be guns there. Those are meant to be bananas.
I was in the Sailor Moon video that she did. She did
I
watched
a Sailor Moon video.
She did a video on Sailor Moon Kanban, I think.
Ooh.
Which was like a live action kinda Sailor Moon series that like the pilot didn't even make it out.
Oh no.
It's incredible. That's all I can say. So yeah. Go check out Redbard is cool on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay!
I would also like to shout out, is this a JoJo's reference?
Yeah.
Dave and I are having so much fun.
It's so good. It's just a good podcast.
Do you listen?
I listened to the first couple episodes, and then I didn't want to spoil it for myself, so I stopped listening, but I do download and then fast forward to the end. I do.
I'm just having such a good time. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having a good time. Dave's having a good time rewatching JoJo's, and I'm having a good time being like, so we just got to stands, first of all. So, like, I had this issue where, like, so is it just bad sportsmanship to, like, attack the stand user with your stand instead of attacking their stand directly? And Dave was like, I don't know. Don't apply logic to this.
It's just
then he looked it up. And it is bad sportsmanship. You can do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they just don't?
I'd be the dirtiest stand fighter. But yeah, so this episode that is out most recently, we are doing the first 5 episodes of part 3, which is technically season 2. And then after that, we are revealing what our stands would be.
Ooh.
So yeah, the episode that comes out next week is going to be our stand episode. And we will have images.
Oh my God.
I will have an image of my stand. And I think I already know what it's going to be.
Is it PP anime?
No, I think it's going to be PP drums.
PP drums. There we go.
Fucking terrifying.
Uh-huh. Dan, anyway, do you have anything you want to plug?
I would like to plug my website. I'm planning on reworking it. If I haven't already, then sometime soon. I would like to plug my social. Well, my website is nerd.co. I'm going to be putting other stuff up there, I think. I want to do like little printables and cute things. Huh. And I have been saying that for like a year now. But, you know, we just don't need to think about that. Also, my social media is nerd everywhere. And it'll be linked. Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug my Twitter and stuff, JFordFusion. I'm entering a contest right now to get to work for Hallmark for the season where I would watch 24 Hallmark movies in 12 days, and I really want to win. And if I do, y'all should hop on the Hallmark train so that they have me keep doing that. So I'll keep you posted.
Yes.
But I did enter twice. Okay. And I don't know if that's illegal, but I really want to win. I really want to be paid. Like, it was like $500 or something, but I was like, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm watching. I have the Countdown to Christmas checklist app. I'm watching all these movies. Carlos and oh my God. And Alexa Vega. I love Alexa Pena Vega. I'm watching all of theirs. I'm watching Let It Snow. I'm going to watch The Christmas Card again, a 2007 classic. Don't get me started. One day I'm just going to go off about Hallmark movies, but not today.
Do it for our Christmas special.
Honestly,
Yeah. I think we're going to have a Christmas special.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Totally.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, if you follow me on any of those accounts, keep an eye open in case I need help, please. Cuz I might need RTs if I get it. I don't know what the word is.
Picked.
Endorsed, like, picked for the first round, like, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that's about it. You ready to head back?
Yeah, I'm ready to head back. Yeah. I got some quarters.
Let's jump out of the book.
Candy store.
Friggin' hooray.
I want to hear about your friggin' hooray.
My first friggin' hooray? I got actual work friends.
Yeah!
That are all, like, similar ages to me, and, like, we're just having a really good time Saturday. We had a very honest conversation about, like, whatever. I figured out that everybody likes John Mulaney, which is...
positive influences.
Very great.
They're street smart.
They're street smart. Absolutely. Like, we were all out to dinner, and we were, like, quoting Street Smart at each other, like, in the corner of this restaurant that was, like, empty except for us. We almost went bowling.
Ooh.
But we went to this place in Somerville that's apparently always busy. So, we did not get to go bowling. And yeah, we just had, like, a great time. I had a really good Reuben sandwich. I had a really good cranberry mule.
Yes.
Yeah. I just, like, haven't been, like, out in a group having a good time in a long time. So.
I feel that's kind of my freaking hooray.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So mind. Thank you. Thank you, work friends.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Well, I'm so really glad that, like, I have a good crowd.
Yeah. Positive people to be around. That makes me so happy for you.
Thank you.
Yay. Okay. My first friggin' hooray. So I've been to 3 concerts in the past week, and it was the same musical twice, but it was great both times.
Okay.
And so I saw, I just forgot the name of the first band. Okay, I saw AJR, which is like, it's like barely, I don't know how to describe them. They're like punk pop, but they're not pop, and they're not rock. I don't know. They're kind of indie. I call it Lily Indie because my friend Lillian really likes them. That's the only way to describe them. But I saw them in concert in November, and we went, or nope, it's November now.
October.
September, I think. Okay. I saw them in New York. And we, like, took a bus out, and we were there for 14 hours. It was one of my friggin' hoorays, and it was one of my favorite concerts I've ever seen. So then, the other day, I just was like, fuck it, and I bought a ticket, and it cost me like $30, and I stood in the floor, and I was like, this is great. I went alone. I drank too much. It was great. I went to Cane's Chicken, and I bought 3 pieces of Cane's bread, and then took the Green Line home. It was just so fun. It was just so good. I was like, you guys are a good band. You did a good job. So at one point they mentioned Crocs, and me and like 4 other people whipped off our Crocs and just like held them in the air in solidarity. It was so good. So I saw them, and then I went to see The Last Dinosaurs is the name of them. And they were like fine. My friend Andrew really likes them, and I love that guy. So we went, and it was just a fun night. I hadn't seen any of them in so long. And it was a Tuesday, and you're not supposed to have fun on Tuesdays. Tuesdays are supposed to be for like
sleeping,
yeah. But instead I like went to a concert and like drank too much again. It was super fun. And then on, oh god, when was it? Oh, it was yesterday. Oh my god, that was yesterday. So yesterday, which was Sunday, I went to another concert on a school night, and I didn't drink too much because I was driving home. So I had like a half a beer, and then I gave it to my friend, and then I drank a bunch of water because I was afraid. I went to see my friend's band, and they were good! And the band's name is Start the Week Over, and they're about... they just dropped 2 songs, and they're about to drop, 2 vinyl records with a company... Yeah. Out of nowhere. No idea. I pre-ordered them both. And I'm just so happy and so proud of my small son, and he's just... I'm just happy it's a good band, and I don't even have to pretend to like it. It's just really relieving. And all their songs, like, are bops. Like, they're all good.
I'm gonna go listen to them on the way home.
Do it. There's only two songs out right now.
That's fine.
But, like, they're so good. And their four cover songs that they have prepped are Girls by the 1975, Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, what's the other one? Sugar We're Going Down Swinging, and Dear Maria, Count Me In by All Time Low. And all of them are solid. Just so good choice, such good choices.
Yeah.
And it was just so good. And they have a drummer who's a little cutie pie, and I want to squish his face. And then I met two girls at that concert. But it didn't work like that. They were dating. I didn't know that. But yeah. And the last thing, I saw my sister in her senior musical, and she was a nun in Anything Goes. And in Anything Goes at the beginning, well, okay, it's originally like a really racist show. So they turned like the two stereotypical Asian characters that are supposed to be like evil because the 40s were great. So they turned them into nuns, and she was a little tap dancing nun. And one of her first lines, their reverend gets taken away after they've just learned to not sin. And she walks up to the captain and she went, "Oh, captain, is there a casino on this ship?" And the captain says, "No." And my sister looks dead at the audience and just says, "There is now," flips a deck of cards in her hand, and walks off stage. Later gets thrown in jail. Throughout this whole show, she's just this little tap dancing nun. And you look at her on stage and you're like, that kid's Jewish. And it's just so good. And I was so proud. And I just, the rest of the show was also good. But like, my sister just did such a good job. And it was just a good week for theater and concerts and just entertainment. It was so nice to get outside.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
And while it was cold,
it was so refreshing. I was able to stand in the cold in my shorts and my jacket. And I was like, this is great. I'm refreshed.
The cold has healing energy.
It does. The snow heals.
Take off your shoes. What's the TikTok sound? Take off your shoes. Let the ground squish up between your toes.
No. No. Just the snow. I just want to step barefoot in the snow.
I hope we get some snow this winter so that you can.
True. Some real snow.
Some real snow.
Last year I stepped in the snow, but I did it in a bad way. So I stepped in the snow and then I was like walking to my car and I was like, I'll just go barefoot. And I didn't know that there was salt on the ground.
Oh no.
And then my feet burned for like 2 hours. And then I couldn't walk for like the next 2 days.
Jesus Christ.
So I really just did the salt and ice challenge on my feet.
That sucks.
But anyway, I really would like to hear your friggin' race. I stopped thinking about that. I'm so sorry for that image.
It's okay. I will probably cut it out. Do you want to say thank you for your concert?
Oh my god, yeah. Thank you for all the opportunities I had to go to a bunch of different concerts. I'm gonna go to another one in like less than 2 weeks with two of my favorite people, and I'm just so excited. And yay!
I'm one of the favorite people.
I'm so excited.
I have like a little baby hooray that's in addition to this. But my big hooray is new organizer feel.
Yeah.
I started using my Hobonichi Weeks. Got a new layout in my Hobonichi Cousin. My apartment is tidy so that when I go back, I can just like slip into bed in clean pajamas. Bathroom's clean, bidet's clean, sink's clean, dishes done, laundry folded, rug shaken out,
my god,
baseboards dusted, level of like plants watered for the week. I was like, I like cleaned my keyboard,
my god,
I cleaned my headphones that had dust on like the felt ear pads.
Yeah.
And I cleaned my mouse pad, which had more dead skin on it than I would like to admit. Ugh. Because I had not like lint brushed it ever. But everything's clean now. Everything is dust free. All my dishes are done. My fridge will not smell when I get back. New organizer feel. I've been listening to Good Faith by Madeon all week.
It's so good.
So good. And like, so good. I'm thriving right now. And that's good. Because my morale is about to be destroyed when we go right into Thanksgiving. At least Dave will be there to comfort me when I start crying. Anyway. Love new planners.
Yeah.
I got little washi tapes. I got thin washi tapes. So I can, like, plan out. I can, like, I don't have to, like, draw the borders and everything.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited. I just feel like I can conquer the world right now.
Because you can.
Because I got a new planner and I started using it. That's it. Thank you, new organizer feel. Oh, I got an organizer for my purse, too.
Oh.
And now my purse isn't, like, falling around everywhere. And I don't have to, like, dig for my Galaxy Buds. Not sponsored, but I do love them. I don't have to dig around for my earbuds or lotion. I'm not afraid of my lotion exploding in my bag anymore. New organizer feel. Thank you, new organizer feel. I'm glad you exist.
Okay, my last friggin' array to kind of tip this tip off. Pokemon Sword and Shield is out, and I just feel like I have a purpose again. Especially after just years. I've just been so disappointed in the past, like, 5 games.
Do you not like X and Y?
I didn't like X and Y.
Okay.
I didn't.
I mean, play I feel it. Like I have to like X and Y because they were my first Pokemon games.
I get it. But they weren't my first, so I knew what I was missing. I knew what I thought was wrong.
I see.
Yeah,
I totally understand but, like, that too.
I finally felt like they had made advances in the game, but I was also like, I still have that old feeling where, like when I was playing Pokemon Platinum 8 years ago, and I felt myself doing something. I felt myself excelling the story in somehow, and I wasn't falling behind on the gyms, and I wasn't doing this, and I wasn't doing that, where, like, in, like, Sun and Moon, it was like, cool, you have 4 gyms.
I didn't finish Sun and Moon.
Neither did I, because it was boring.
Yeah.
It was like, use this camera and fill up your Pokédex.
Just like, give me Pokemon Snap.
Honestly, too. I would buy Pokemon Snap, but I don't want it in my main game. I don't.
You know what they should be doing instead of fucking Pokemon Go is Pokemon Snap AR. Honest.
Oh, shit. That'd be so
TM.
TM. Niantic, hit us up. And then Pokemon X and Y, I just didn't like. And I'm really trying to play through Pokemon White right now because I never finished it. But I really just am not a big fan. And yeah. Everyone says that that's the best one. But I really just don't. I really would just rather play Mystery Dungeon. I really would. All the Mystery Dungeons, they haven't disappointed me. I know what I'm expecting. I know what I'm getting. Every time I plug one in, I'm like, what's this? I'm going where? I'm doing this? You want me to do this? My aura is pink. It always is. I didn't even like pink as a child, and I still got the pink aura. And I never questioned it. Well, I will always be a Skitty. I will always be a Skitty, and my friend will always be a Fampi, a Chikorita, or a Bulbasaur.
Yes.
And that's just who I am. But, God, I just... It's so nice. I've been playing this game just mindlessly. I went to bed at midnight the other day. I haven't been able to stay up past, like, 9 o'clock in months. Because I've been so exhausted that I can't do anything. But that game gives me energy to keep going. That game literally, like, this is so cheesy, but I played like 10 hours of that game the other day, and then didn't sleep all night because I was like, that was great. I was like, I want to keep playing this game, but I know I should be sitting in bed. Like, I went to bed at 2 a.m. and was like, but I want to go back and play that game. I got home from my concert last night at 11 and was like, I should go to bed because, like, it's school day and I'm not gonna get a ton of sleep. And instead, I sat down and I played Pokemon Sword and Shield, and I felt just awesome. I was like, this is the right choice.
I'm so glad.
There's just nothing bad about it. And there's an old woman who was like, please take over for me for the gym. And I was like, please let me. And she was like, but you're not wearing the color pink. And I was like, I'll change for you. I'll do it. I just love Pokemon, Tiana. I just love Pokemon so much.
I know this. And I love you.
I just love Pokemon so much. I just love Pokemon so much. I'm gonna cry. I love Pokemon.
Except they didn't give me Fampi and they didn't give me Sandshrew. And, like, that's okay, I guess. But, like, I miss them. But, like, I just love Pokemon so much. Whew. Okay.
Thank you, Pokemon, for giving Julia a reason to live.
Thank you, Pokemon, for giving... Oh, God, did I say that?
Oh, no!
Oh, wow! Huh.
That's... okay.
Oops.
Thank you, Pokemon, for just, like, giving me happiness in just a time where I felt like I... You know what I'm just realizing? I didn't start doing any laundry until Pokemon Sword and Shield came out. I don't know what the correlation is there, but I think Pokemon cures depression.
Yeah.
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 I really think it is. So yeah. Thank you, Pokemon. You just made me feel a little bit more alive. I missed you. I still know my type matchups. It's a really good feeling.
I need to get back on my type matchups because they fucking matter in Pokemon Go.
True. Last night at the concert, we were all working together to get a Galar version. Was it coughing or wheezing?
Yeah.
And one girl just goes, "Hey, what's good against fairy?" And immediately I like just went, "Steel and poison." And she was like, "Oh, okay, thanks." And I was like, "I don't know. I don't remember. Don't remember."
No, that's right.
It is completely correct, but I don't know where I pulled that out of. I didn't even play the game where fairy was like introduced.
But it's in the later ones. Is the thing. True. But like it's probably
I felt good. Sort of good feeling. It is. I just was like, I was like, I still got it. Well, water is good against fire. I was like, electricity and water still gets me confused. I don't know which one's stronger, but that's okay.
Electricity is strong in water.
Then how come I always make myself choose water Pokemon when I go to electric gyms? Anyway, that's when this video
Anyway. Thank you so much for listening to this Bitch of an Earth episode 26. I can't believe we have had a full year of episodes.
Oh my god, yeah. Because we do every other week. Diana! Happy anniversary! We celebrated with Popeyes.
We did celebrate with Popeyes. We celebrated with the chicken sandwich. It was really great.
Yes, that chicken sandwich.
That chicken sandwich. The sandwich. It's gay as hell.
It just makes me...
That sandwich is gay as hell. There's it's no other way hell, to put it.
It's so good.
Fuck Chick-fil-A.
Fuck Chick-fil-A.
Fuck Chick-fil-A.
They say no LGBT, or they say no more donating to conversion camps. They say camps, no but more, like,
and then they turn around and they're like, well, maybe in the future, it doesn't matter.
Sorry, but Popeyes is gay as hell, and I love them.
Yeah. And their chicken's actually crispy. Their chicken's actually crispy. They marinate their chicken. I know you brine it in pickle juice or whatever. Chick-fil-A. Just put a fucking pickle on your burger. Your chicken burger.
Stop putting sugar on your grilled chicken.
Stop putting sugar in literally everything. A plain black coffee shouldn't have sugar in it.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, before you guys go. Thank you for listening again. If you do like our show, tell a friend. You can find us on every podcasting platform available thanks to Anchor. And if you go to our Anchor page, which is anchor.fm/TBOAE, you can leave us a little voice message or you can donate to the show to help keep us going. I mean, we're still going to do it because we like doing it, but if you want to support us, you can do that.
Word of mouth is so nice and so important.
Yeah, you can also, if... you're listening on Spotify, you can share right to Instagram. Yeah. Tell your friends that way.
If you're in our Discord, tell us what type of merch you want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll give you an exclusive code if you want it.
Yeah.
If you're part of our Discord. The link is in our podcast notes. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We are back on our regular schedule after this.
Yay.
It might get fucked up because of Christmas and New Year's.
That's fine. We'll figure it out. Well, anyway. Till then. Suck less.
Fuck more.
Howl at the moon.
Dress in black.
And worship wholeheartedly. Bye.
Bye.